with Marcy Silman. I'm Steve Scherr. This is The Record. Today, the Urban Institute released an extensive study on the economy of the underground sex trade. Seattle is one of seven cities studied. Reporter Sarah Lerner pored over the findings. She's here now. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Why is this study important?
Well, for me, I report on human trafficking. I have quite a bit, and sex trafficking is a part of that. This kind of study, full of quotes from 100 pimps and also law enforcement, with a very specific, very robust section on Seattle. Really, there's a lot in here. It's kind of a gold mine of stories.
Where were you mining? What's most exciting to you?
Well, most exciting is the fact that Seattle is one of two of the seven cities where spending on the underground sex trade actually went up. And in Seattle, it more than doubled. And this is for specific years that they looked at. And it's a lot of money. So $50 million spent on the sex trade in 2003. And then that number is $112 million in 2007.
That is crazy.
I know it is. It is crazy.
I read that statistic and I just kind of my mind boggled.
Yeah.
Do we know who these people are even?
Well, I mean, they're basing it on, and they have an interesting numbers on how much the pimps earn. So a gross cash weekly income for a pimp in before 2005 was something like $6,750. And then after 2005, it was $18,000. So, and really this is a more in-depth study with the money, because I've heard these kinds of numbers with money before, but this is the Urban Institute. It's funded by the Department of Justice. They spent a couple years on it. So they really have some good data.
And the thinking is we had a decent economy.
Yeah.
Compared to other cities.
That's the guess. They did not study that, but that is the anecdotal guess that pimps talked about.
Hmm. All right, so what else?
Well, one element that is totally unique to Seattle, Asian residential brothels.
Really?
So like our bikini baristas, we are the only ones who have that. We also are the only ones who have these residential Asian brothels. And I'm kidding, of course, about, you know, being proud of it. But, you know, this is something that they found. They didn't see this in any of the other cities that they looked at. And they're different than, you know, going to a massage parlor, because they offer the client a more discreet option. So they're in the suburbs and it's secluded. And, you know, they don't have to pull up to a strip mall with a blinking sign that says massage parlor.
That's so strange.
I know.
Are these sex trafficking victims?
They did not study that, and it is a very good question. It's clear that they're not kids. They're not child sex trafficking victims. They are adults. But another thing that came up in the study actually is that law enforcement really haven't been able to get a good handle and get good information on what's up with these brothels and these massage parlors, because it's a really intricate network, and the money's all being sent back to China, Korea, and Vietnam.
They do know that.
They do know that.
Money is going back to those places, and they know somehow how or and why, but they don't have quite the
But data. They don't know, I mean, are these women smuggled in, or did they have to pay some kind of fee where they thought they were just going to get, you know, a visa? They don't really have good information on that. And what I think is interesting about that is that we say, well, that they don't have the resources to put the money into that. But, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they didn't have the resources to put the money into looking at the prostitution situation. And that's a huge change. I mean, we're all over the pimp and, you know, teenage, forced prostitution situation. So, you know, that could change.
Sarah Lerner's with us. We're talking about a new Urban Institute study that looked at the extensive economy of the underground sex trade. You reported a lot on sex trafficking over the years. What else is new information in here that you didn't know about?
Well, one thing that is nice to see in the study is something that we've already known about, which is how pimps use psychology to coerce their victims. They really have very advanced tactics to manipulate their victims. That's already something that I've known. That's something that law enforcement knows. But to have it in this study with empirical based research and have it verified in all the other cities, all the pimps, you know, almost 100 interviews with pimps talking about it. That's really interesting. And what it is subtle ways that these pimps convince a girl, and sometimes there are guys, to do their work for them. We can hear now, actually, Meredith Dank, she was the lead researcher on the study. We can hear her talk about it now.
often as a way of recruitment tactic they used was through this romantic pursuing. I love you, if only you could do this one thing for me. And then that continued through the actual, you know, control and exploitation was they would continue to use this as a way of holding and retaining their, quote, employees by saying that I love you, by saying, you know, if only you could do this for me, I'd love you even more.
It's just when you're trying to explain to somebody about this sex trafficking situation, it's so much easier to just say, you know, especially if people don't know anything about it, you know, it's easier to say, you know, they might ask, why don't these girls just leave? And it's a simple way to describe it is to say, well, they're afraid that they'll get beat up. But it's really much more complicated than that. They're entrenched in this psychological battle. It really is calculated. And it's just nice to see that spelled out in this study.
Was this study only about sex trafficking?
No, it is adult prostitution, sex trafficking, like the massage parlors and brothels. But it's also child pornography. I didn't focus so much on that with my interview with Meredith Dank. But I'll tell you one interesting fact. They found that child pornography offenders want treatment and they lament the lack of options out there for them to cure themselves.
Hmm. But they feel trapped in
I guess
some
so.
Way.
Yeah.
You can hear Sarah Lerner's interview with researcher Meredith Dank at the Urban Institute about this new study on the economy, the underground sex trade. It'll run this afternoon and you can also find it online. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Record.